Hello and welcome to the WriteCome.com podcast, where we help you to make money from your words. Each episode we'll be sharing tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to make more money from your writing, publishing, and marketing to your fans and audience. Let's get started with your host, Barry J. McDonald.
Hi, this is Barry here, and you're very, very welcome to today's podcast episode from WriteCome.com. And today I thought we'd take a look at four ways to build your email list. Now, as most authors, when it comes to building an email list or anything to do with email, you know, they just totally just close their mind off to it and say, you know, that's something I don't want to deal with. I would rather just write my books. I would rather just, you know, upload them to Amazon. I'd rather, you know, try and sell them. And, you know, anything to do with subscribers, you know, email lists, you know, writing emails and, you know, dealing with a monthly subscription to get, you know, get response or whatever, it's just something I couldn't be bothered with. I don't want to deal with it. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people have, you know, like I include myself in that kind of mindset for a long, long time. I was one of those people who just wanted to go from sale to sale. And I found out, you know, the odd time that, you know, when you're going from sale to sale, eventually you'll reach a point where that, you know, that chain is broken. You know, where you're constantly chasing after the next customer. You're not constantly chasing. And you're constantly on this kind of like a hamster on a wheel. You're constantly running and running and running and running just to keep going. Whereas, you know, having an email list and building an email list can take some of that pressure off you, and you can slow down, and you can, you know, you can not have to chase so hard for your next reader because you have that reader's information already there. You know, sending an email to a reader right now could get me a review for a book. You know, it could be an idea for my next book. You know, I could set up something on SurveyMonkey where I could set up a poll and say, right, well, would you like a book written on this character? Would you like me to create a short story? Or maybe you'd like me to write a prequel or sequel, or, you know, that character went away in halfway through the last book I wrote. Would you like me to do a short story and, you know, what adventure that character was, you know, what was going on when that character, you know, left the story, you know, what storyline was running parallel to the book that you've just finished. You know, a simple email to my list, you know, would tell me those things. I, at least I'd know then exactly what my audience was looking for. But when you haven't got an email list, you know, you're shooting in the dark. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, not everything you're going to create is going to hit the mark because you can't speak to that audience. You know, you're constantly going to Amazon and then you're waiting for the couple of days or weeks or whatever, and you have a look at your sales and see, well, you know, that book was a bad idea, or that one was really, really great, and, you know, I need to continue on with that. And you're kind of shooting in the dark for those moments, or, you know, you don't know until you actually put it out and publish it. Whereas, you know, a simple email to your list today would say, you know, they might get back and say, wow, that's really a great idea, I would love to buy that book. And then straight away you know where you should be aiming for. You know, another email to your list could send them maybe to the audio version of your book. Maybe you've just released the audio version and you would like to get a couple of sales and get a kind of rising in the charts. And, you know, a simple email to your list can do that. You know, even this podcast episode here, I'm constantly emailing my list and telling them that the latest podcast episode is out, and I can send traffic over there, you know, to get some of the stats going and get people sharing it and kind of get the momentum going. Whereas if I didn't have that email list, you know, I am just, you know, I'm going from kind of one listener to the next listener, and I'm hoping that they will, you know, help me to, you know, to get the ball rolling and to share the episodes or whatever I need them to do. But because I have this email list I can send people to, you know, I can send maybe 10 people, I can send 100 people over to this podcast episode, and I can get them to listen to it and share it and things like that. Now, maybe email isn't your thing, and maybe you think, well, you know, I'm a big Instagram user or I'm a big Facebook user, so why should I really, you know, why should I, you know, build an email list or speak to people through email? And, you know, for some people that is true. Maybe you are better on those platforms than you are through email, you know, but there's nothing stopping you sending one email a week, and you could say, well, you know, here's the recent post that I put on the Facebook page, or, you know, have you seen the latest images I posted over on my Instagram page? And for a lot of people, maybe they aren't aware that you're over on those platforms. But by sending a simple email to that list, you know, straight away they know where you are and they can jump to it, you know, then go over and join you over there. And maybe the, you know, but by thinking that, you know, you need to do everything through email, maybe it's putting you off, and maybe you're thinking that, you know, I couldn't be, you know, for a long, long time I used to be like that too. I remember at one stage when I used to be that broke that, you know, when it came to hosting fees, I could, you know, I used to, you know, collect all my pennies together to, you know, break open the piggy bank to get pay my hosting fees every month to HostGator. And the thought of, you know, combining a subscription to AWeber or GetResponse, and, you know, I used to look at that $15 a month and I was thinking, oh no, I can't afford that. And, you know, for the longest time I used to do the odd trial run with either GetResponse or AWeber. I used to maybe sign up with a new email address, and where they give you the 30-day free trial, maybe they give you $1 for the first 30 days, and then after that then you have to pay the full amount. And I remember those times, like, counting down on the calendar, waiting maybe for day 28 or 29 and straight away cancel my subscription because, you know, I couldn't afford it. I couldn't, the thought of actually paying that, you know, that amount every month was just, you know, I couldn't do it. And, you know, for the longest time, when I look back now at, you know, that stupid mindset, you know, for the sake of $15, you know, I used to think, well, you know, I'm never going to get that money back. But, you know, since I've started writing emails and now that I've started doing daily emails, you know, that money is easily paying for itself. You know, your audience will pay for that subscription to get a sponsor, Aweber. You know, that list will pay for your hosting fees or whatever it is. But if you're not emailing your list, if you're not contacting them, if you're not telling them that your latest product is out and your latest book or whatever it is, you know, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You know, we've probably been through those, you know, events in our life maybe where you've never ridden a bike before. You know, you've put on saying, I can't do it. And then all of a sudden, maybe you got a chance to ride a bike then later on in life. And, you know, you found it easy. And then all of a sudden, it'll open up new doors for you. You know, maybe you've always put off learning how to drive a car because you've, you know, maybe had a little scare years ago. But, you know, you got a little courage then later on. And, you know, you learned how to drive. You got your driver's license. And, you know, it opened up a whole new world for you. You know, all of a sudden, then you could travel anywhere you want. And, you know, you say to yourself, well, why did I put this off for so long? Why didn't I do it? And it's going to be the same for email too. It's going to be the same like when you know, set up your email address and start collecting email the Aweber account or whatever and start collecting email addresses. You know, you're going to find that once you do get up and running, you're going to look back and you say, God, why did I hold off for so long? You know, it was so ridiculous, so stupid to thinking that, you know, that $15 or $17 or whatever it is was holding me back. And, you know, how crazy I was because I can easily make that money back every month. So now that I've got that kind of bee out of my bonnet and I've told you why you should be building an email list, you know, maybe some of you are thinking, okay, smarty pants, tell me then, how can I build an email list? So I'll give you four ways you can do it. Now, of course, the first one is to give away something and give it away for free. Now, I know you've probably heard this loads of time and maybe you have tried it a couple of times. Maybe you have given away a free report and maybe it hasn't done well and, you know, but have you actually sat back and looked at, say, well, why didn't that work? You know, why? How come other people are doing that? How come other people are giving away video courses and free reports? And, you know, they get people to sign up their email list. But for me, you know, what went wrong? You know, and stepping back and having a look at that landing page or that report you're giving away, you know, when you look at it, you know, with fresh eyes, you know, is the report cover, you know, what does it look like? How does it appear? You know, even the title of your report can make a big difference to it. You know, is it a kind of bland and boring thing, or is it kind of something short and snappy that, you know, that will attract people's eyes to it and, you know, that say, God, I want that? Because sometimes, you know, you could have the same information in two different reports, and sometimes maybe the title of one report is just bland and boring, and, you know, the other one has maybe some kind of action thing on it, like how to get 30 subscribers to your email list today or something like that, rather than build an email list. So as you can see here, like the other title is far better, it's catchier, and, you know, you're going to want to read it. And again, the content could be the exact same. Again, what's your landing page like? You know, what's your pop-up like? You know, have you, you know, strong bullet points? What's a headline like on your landing page or your pop-up? Is, you know, is it enough to convince somebody to hand over your email address? You know, do you look trustworthy? Does it look like something that you've just tossed together, or have you made it look as professional as you can? You know, sometimes making those small changes can make a big difference to your landing page and the people that sign up to your, you know, your report or whatever it is you're giving away. Now, another way then you can, you know, to get people on your email list is to lock something away on your blog or your site or your blog. So, for example, if you have a WordPress blog, you know, there's tons of WordPress plugins that you can use. And what they do is they simply lock part of the content and they won't let that reviewer, that reader or viewer actually see the rest of that article or download that free report when they click on it, because there's a kind of a key lock on it. And the only way they can open it up is to either do maybe a social share or something like that, or get a small kind of email opt-in box where they have to put in their email address. And sometimes you can do that too. Sometimes you can do, you know, just lock simple parts of your content away. You don't have to go through the big landing page or, you know, anything like that. Sometimes, you know, if you had a great article on your blog today, maybe it was going to show you 10 ways to make money, you know, and maybe you just locked off the final part of that article, maybe the last five. If somebody wanted to read the last five, you know, they would have to opt in and, you know, it would open it up and then they could read the full 10 points. So something like that. Have a look at maybe locking some content away, because sometimes it can be easier than actually going through the whole thing of, you know, creating a landing page or something like that. So again, if you were doing fiction, maybe you could lock away maybe a short story or maybe a DVD extra that went with the book, maybe a video course to go with your non-fiction book. You know, if your fiction book was, or your non-fiction book was maybe weight loss, maybe you could create a companion maybe video course, and then people would just simply just have to go over to the site, and then of course they couldn't get and watch it unless they kind of unlocked it by giving their email address. And again, that's what you could do, just simply lock away the content. Another thing you could do then too is a competition, you know, have a simple competition. Now you probably know your audience better than I do, so you probably know, you know, if they're avid readers, you know, would they jump at the chance of an Amazon voucher for $20 or $30? You know, would they jump at maybe a video course or companion thing to go with the product that they got, maybe a simple planner or something that you've created? You know, think about ideas maybe where somebody would give maybe a reader bragging rights over all the other readers on your list. You know, maybe you could pull out a winner every month and you could have the main character in your book named after them. Or maybe you could dedicate that book to that winner. So try and think of some ideas. You know yourself what your audience is like better than I do. You know, try and think of something. You don't have, if you don't haven't got the money, you know, you don't have to go down the route of, you know, buying vouchers or, you know, Amazon stuff or anything like that. Maybe you could just simply do something where it would give your reader bragging rights, where they, you know, compared to everybody else, they have something that's totally unique to them that they can always look back on. And by having a competition and giving that away as the first prize, you know, you're given that chance and you're going to get a lot of people signing up to it because of it. Again, what you could do too, if you wanted to open it up to maybe a wider market, is maybe to go to somewhere like Rafflecopter. And, you know, they have options where people can share all the stuff online and you can do a point system. So the more times people share, you know, the more entries they get into the competition and the bigger and bigger and bigger it grows without you actually doing much work to it at all. But again, make it something that's enticing and that's going to get somebody to sign on to your list. Again, the final thing you could do then too is maybe do a discount page. So for example, again, coming back to the nonfiction book, for example, maybe if you wrote a weight loss book or something like that and you created a video course, and say for example, maybe the video course was going maybe for $97 or $67 or whatever price tag you could have on it. You know, maybe you could set up a discount page where you could give somebody maybe 10% off that course or 20% off that course. But again, lock away that content. So if they want to get that discount voucher, they're going to have to put their email address in a little box and then that discount page will open up and then they can copy and paste that shopping code and put it into the shopping cart and it'll straight away it'll knock off the 10 or 20% or whatever it is. So think about maybe setting up a simple thing like a discount page with all those kind of offers. And you know, because a lot of people, before they actually purchase something, you will find some people will actually go to Google and, you know, search for discount codes or something like that. And you may actually pick up maybe some traffic that way then too. So have a look at those four ideas. You know, a discount page, giving away, you know, 10%, 20%, a competition, locking away content on your site, and again, giving away something for free. You know, have a look at what you're giving away and maybe it mightn't need much work at all. It may just need maybe new cover. It may need maybe a stronger headline on your landing page or just something to make it look more professional and enticing. And you'll be surprised then when people will actually sign up to your email list because of those simple things. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I hope you learned a few things from it. And if you did, I would really appreciate it if you would share this episode, even with just one more person. You know, send a tweet out on Twitter or, you know, give us a like on Facebook and just tell people what you had learned from the podcast episode. And I would really, really appreciate it. I'd also really appreciate it if you could go over to iTunes and if you could just leave a quick review and tell me what you thought of this episode and maybe what you'd like to see in future. And, you know, give me a heads up on what way, what direction you'd like the podcast to go. So as always, thanks for sharing this time with me today and take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like more from the rightcome.com podcast, be sure to subscribe now for more tips, tricks, and ideas you can use to make more money from your words. See you in the next episode.